These are the readings for Advanced Studio Classroom, December 2013. Airline fees take off. Ever-multiplying airline fees can catch consumers by surprise. Buying a plane ticket today can be a dizzying consumer experience. Sometimes with an overwhelming number of choices to make, each with its own price tag. Checking a bag? With most airlines, you'll have to pay for that, and maybe for a carry-on. Prefer an exit row? That will cost you. Need to change your flight? That might set you back a whopping $200 on a big carrier. Each airline has its own offerings and prices, creating a bewildering hodgepodge of tack-on fees. Eventually, airline prices will simplify, industry experts say. The fees are so high these days that the actual price of the ticket loses its meaning, said Max Levitt, co-founder of Cheapism.com. You feel like you're being nickel and dimed all the time. Unbundling. What consumers call fees, airlines call unbundling. Making a la carte choices from services formerly included in the fare. Airline officials couch it in terms of giving flyers more choices. United Airlines CEO Jeff Smizik likened it to customizing a pizza. "We used to serve you a pizza with all the toppings, and that's all you got," he said. Unbundling allows passengers to pay for only the services they want, he said. Why the fees? Jean Medina, spokeswoman for industry group Airlines for America, said fees have a consumer benefit. The model has enabled airlines to keep airfare affordable, she said. The fee craze began in 2008 as airlines scrambled to boost revenue to offset rocketing jet fuel prices while not raising base fares, said Jay Sorensen, president of Idea Works Company, which regularly examines airline fees. Airline stock analyst Hunter Kay said in a report that fees are a key indicator of an airline's financial prospects. "We factor in our opinion of an airline's willingness to pursue new fees when we decide whether or not to recommend the stock," he wrote. Confused consumers. But for consumers, the trend is not a good one, said Ann Bonas, executive editor of SmarterTravel.com. "For the consumer, it is very confusing," she said. King of fees. No-frills Spirit Airlines recently named America's most hated carrier by Consumer Reports is king of the nickel and dime. Examples? It charges $10 if an airport agent prints your boarding pass at the airport. Its website has 38 different fees for luggage, including carry-ons. Spirit officials have defended the fee strategy, saying passengers who fly the airline know what to expect. While high-fee airlines get slammed in consumer satisfaction surveys, customers don't seem to vote the same way with their wallets. Spirit is thriving, while Virgin America, which has one of the best all-inclusive airfare offerings, struggles, Sorensen said. Big network carriers join the fee party. In May, United, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and U.S. Airways raised ticket change fees to $200 from $150. In June, United instituted a $75 fee for changing or canceling flights bought with frequent flyer miles. Meanwhile, the fee trend is spreading globally. The government of India recently approved a la carte pricing for airlines, and several European carriers introduced bag charges for flights within Europe. Rebundling unbundled services. But some airlines are coming up with ways to simplify. United was the first U.S. carrier to introduce annual subscriptions to gain more legroom and prepaid checked bags. American went a different route. In December 2012, it came up with choice packages that can be bought on a per-trip basis. For example, its Choice Essential option costs $68 for a round trip and offers no change fee, one checked bag, and early boarding. Such packaging of services is likely the future of fees, Sorensen said. You'll buy light, medium, or luxury, he said. The consumer inherently understands this approach better than the pure a la carte approach. Vocabulary focus. Whopping. Bewildering. Hodgepodge. Nickel and dime. A la carte. No frills. Subscription.